On a recent trip to Uganda, SMU students encountered the changing face of women in Africa.
I'm called Alice Dramundu. I was born in Gulu, in the northern part of Uganda.
Alice lost her husband 16 years ago to AIDS.
I'm only glad that my husband was positive and me, I'm negative. So I thank God also for that.
Avert.org, based in the United Kingdom, reports AIDS claims 1.4 million lives each year in sub-Saharan Africa.
Being negative encouraged me so much to become a counselor so that I can be like an example counseling AIDS.
Alice counsels women who have lost their husbands to AIDS. She is often asked to take children who can no longer be cared for by their mothers. Now, Alice cares for 21 children, including 10 of her own. She is also involved with teaching women crafting skills that help feed their families.
I feel that women, if possible, every woman, even if not a widow, should learn something.
Alice is involved with the Akola Project, sponsored by the Ugandan American Partnership Organization. Women make paper bead necklaces that are sold in the United States. The revenue returns to Uganda to help women and their families. Caring for 21 children is difficult, but Alice has persevered. All of her children attend school because she can pay their school fees.
I'm not rich. I can't call myself poor. But every this opens, I'm the one who pays for them school fees. And for 10 years, none of them have sat home.
Alice believes women are the solution for Africa and for the world.
If every woman in the world could produce 75% of the cost in their family, the world would be settled.
By teaching women and caring for children, Alice is lifting up the next generation of Ugandans. For the SMU Daily Mustang, I'm Brooks Powell.